Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Melissa Huggins, reading my poem, You Were Right About the Stars. This poem came out of a writing workshop co-taught by our current poet laureate, Mark Anderson, and former poet laureate, Laura Reed, in which we visited the planetarium and then wrote astronomy-inspired work. The poem has nods to Kurt Vonnegut, Greek mythology, and Wilco, and one line of my poem is a riff on a line by our national poet laureate, Tracy K. Smith, from her collection, Life on Mars. You were right about the stars. Over coffee, I read that an asteroid traveled millions of miles through interstellar space to enter our solar system, the first confirmed messenger from afar. It had been wandering a long time, the scientist said, speeding through space like one of the bright red rafts I spot floating the river gorge below my house. A friend told me once to picture the Milky Way as a massive forest. From my deck, pine trees covering the distance between me and the horizon, interrupted only by the river curling around a bend, I'm comforted by the comparison, which makes the vast expanse of the galaxy seem friendlier somehow. When I was young, a gentle boy took my hand and pointed to the sky. Constellations, nebula, and star clusters, which are gravitationally bound to one another, forever. Like a marriage you could never leave, I thought, but did not say. My coffee is cold, but I wrap both hands around the mug. Solid, reassuring, molded in a manner I can at least comprehend. I'm waiting for the sunlight to move around the house, warm my shoulders, and brush the top of my head, but it's too early for all that, grass still heavy with dew, and perhaps the great error is believing we're not supposed to be alone. After all, binary stars exert so much force, they change each other's shape, forever absorbing and sacrificing pieces of themselves so that fragments drift away in the transfer. Nothing much to be done about the loss. Even so, sometimes I imagine a man tracing the freckles on my skin. The tiny Cassiopeia here, Corona Borealis there, and I'm certain he could recite all the myths, his voice deep and melodic, but the stories themselves seem like warnings. Andromeda chained to a rock, Ariadne abandoned by Theseus on a distant shore, Callisto assaulted by Jupiter, each woman left hoping for rescue. Still, I want to study his face like a sailor the horizon, waiting for the thrill of the exact second a smile breaks through, knowing it will warm me to my bones. After sundown, I step out my back door into another world, the 180-degree expanse of black sky, and on clear nights, the constellations are all present and accounted for, large and small, bright and dim, known and unknown, blinking as I sip whiskey long and slow. Enveloped by the hum of the river, I wonder whether every passing hour really does bring us closer to the Hercules globular cluster, the 300,000 stars toward which we beamed a message, an encoded courtship, searching for someone to respond, risking mutual destruction for a chance to stop wandering and come in out of the forest. I'm Melissa Huggins, and that was my poem, You Were Right About the Stars.